going to talk now about this year's Rose of Tralee, because this year's Rose of Tralee will not feature a Rose Ball or any street events organised by the festival itself. A statement from the festival released yesterday morning says it's discontinuing the Rose Ball and moving to a more accessible community event instead. The statement also confirmed that televised selection nights will be broadcast from the Kerry Sports Academy in the Munster Technological University campus in Tralee, as they were yesterday. This year's festival takes place from August 18th to 23rd and will not feature, as we said, the annual Rose Ball and those street events which are normally organised over the last number of years, at least, have been organised by the Rose of Tralee. With me to talk about this in more detail is Anthony O'Gara of the Rose of Tralee. Anthony, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. Great to join you.
Can I ask you, first of all, if there's no Rose Ball, if there is a situation with regards to the streets events being organised by Summits or handed back to the town, just on that, what does that mean, first of all, handing the streets back to the town, from your understanding?
Yeah, well, I'll go back to the Rose Ball in a moment, but we're handing the streets with the plan intact and the budget intact and the organisation intact and the people to run it. So, you know, the Martin Brosnans and Anne O'Shea's and George and Mary Sugrews and all the people who helped to put the streets event together, and there's a big team, that's all intact. That's all there, as is the budget for it. All we're saying, and I think there might be some people might be possibly panicking a wee bit without realising the full picture. All we were saying is that it's time for Tralee Town to take that model, which is ready to roll out and budgets are in place, everything else is in place, and to take responsibility for it, and more importantly, to be proud of it. Because as we go around the country, for example, for 5 days on our Rose Tour before we get to Tralee, we're constantly engaging with communities that have huge spirit and huge pride in the fact that they've got their town Rose of Tralee ready, and they want to meet the roses, you know, they want to have interaction with them, etc. And Tralee is no different. The only difference in Tralee is that the people who are bringing the roses and bringing the centres and their families and all the rest of town are also relied on to put the event on in town. So we're not walking away from anything. We're saying we need the community spirit of Tralee.
It sounds like you are. You are organising it, now you're not. That sounds like, well, there's really nothing to do with us anymore. Someone else needs to do it. The town needs to do it.
Oh, and that is absolutely correct. And that's an opportunity. But when you say that it sounds like we are, we're not walking away from anything, Gerry. We have spent the last 20 years organising the streets event. All we're saying now is that we want the business community in Tralee to step in and do that organisation. But, you know, the view that has been maybe expressed wrongly over the last day or so, that, or should this means we're not going to have any festival this year, we're not going to have any parades.
Well, you can understand the concern, though, from the statement. I mean, you're talking about the issue with regards to, you know, running it, and you talked about costs. The costs have increased over the last number of years. However, the grant aids or the money that comes out hasn't increased, so you're handing it back to the town. People immediately start to ask questions, say, well, okay, we're effectively 10 weeks out from the festival. So has any work been done? Have bands been booked? Are the lights organised? Or is this now all being left in that short window of time to get it all up and running? Can you allay any of those fears this morning?
I can allay them 100%. All of that work has been done. That work is in place. You know, we're not irresponsible people.
So, the bands are booked, the lights are organised, the parades are okay, all that is done, the road closures, everything else like that is all in train.
All of that is ready. Somebody simply has to come in and say, okay, we're now taking responsibility for the budget, and the budget is in place, and we're going to be the people behind the scenes who will take responsibility for showing the pride of Tralee, and we're going to step in. So Brian Carr is there, he's ready and willing, as far as I know, to just press the button, which will allow all the work we've done over the past 5 or 6 months to come into play. So it's honestly not the case at all that people will have to step in and suddenly organise this in 6 weeks. Now, can I say something that's very important? I'm very, very happy to see Tralee exercised by this. And I'm very happy that people are jumping up and down and saying, oh my God, this is shocking. You know,
is that the feedback you've received in the last 24 hours? Are people jumping up and down and panicking?
I've received two types of... I've, I've, I've received very positive reaction from some people who said it's about time you've done this. Tralee need to step in, and Tralee need to have the pride, which I think they do have as a town, to step in and be responsible and be the people behind the scenes running this.
Why didn't you do it in January?
Well, we have been talking about this since December behind the scenes.
But why didn't you announce it in January? To avoid the sort of consternation that in some quarters that it's caused. And the confusion amongst members of the public. Because there's an idea out there looking at this saying, well, if the streets aren't being done by the Rose of Tralee and the Rose Ball isn't happening, you know, what's left? It's just the Rose of Tralee International Television Show Festival.
Well, first of all, you know, let's park the Rose Ball for a moment and I'll speak about that properly when we finish speaking about the streets, because that's a completely different issue. So the streets isn't a financial issue. It is true that the streets input from the town hasn't increased in the past 10 years, but that isn't the issue. We're not walking away from the streets and we're not backing out from the streets and asking the town to get involved because of finances. We're simply saying Tralee needs to be in the heart of this and they need to be organising this. So you're representing Radio Kerry. There are other thousands of people around the town who are involved in businesses, all of whom should be involved in saying what is going on and you know, what could it be. And I have absolutely no doubt at all that by getting Tralee people directly involved in being in the background of running the Streets Festival, that it will reflect well on Tralee and that the Streets Festival will develop and the budget will develop, because I think a not-for-profit group running the streets would have a much better chance of getting grant aid and support and a lot of things that we're losing out on. And sure. Can I just say, you know, that I'm somewhat surprised at the tone that suggests that, oh, we're walking away and we're upsetting people. We have spent the last 6 months assiduously working in the background, persuading and cajoling people, and we have simply come to the conclusion, and I think it's the right conclusion, that the only way to create the scenario where the town will wake up, if you like, those people that need to wake up and get involved, is to maybe put a little bit of a shock into the system and say, okay, we have tried to persuade you, we have tried to cajole you, now it's time for us all to mature, it's time for us all to grow up and step up and take pride in your own festival. Now, the Rose Ball is a whole different thing. The Rose Ball...
Before we get to that, Anthony, and we will get to that, we will have time to get it. Can I just ask you in relation to, I suppose, that side of it, saying you've worked assiduously to it, by saying you're giving it back to the town, effectively, does that mean you're giving it to the council to run?
No, I don't think the council... I think the council's part of this will be very, very small. This has to go back to the business community in Tralee to run. And I think there's great people in Tralee. We have a strong business community. We have a strong chamber. And there is no difficulty in getting people in place to sit down and sit around a table. And I've already in the background been advising people that I'll take them through all the process, all the budgets, etc., all of which are in place.
Sure.
And work with them so as that we can have, you know, a transition that makes sense. But this is a good news story, because this is, in a sense, it might be unfortunate that we have to be seen to take action that might be creating a little bit of a stir in order that people will come across the line. And it's like the gull, you know, jumping off the cliff for the first time. People need to come across the line and say, yes, it is our town. Yes, we are proud of this
festival.
You're
trying to jolt people into action, I suppose.
Well, we have done it. And I think, you know, we haven't done it for dramatic reasons. We've done it for practical reasons. We know that there's huge pride in this town. We know there's great people in this town. And there's a wide open gap there for them to get involved. There's a space there for them to come into. Everything is organised and ready from once people commit to coming in and walk away from the old baloney of, you know, this is a private company and this is a business and these are people who have taken our festival.
Were you getting that sort of feedback from different people that, look, hold on a second now, this isn't a public event, this isn't not-for-profit, this is a private company controlled by you, why should I give it more money? Well, is that part of the issue?
Yeah, despite the fact, Jerry, that anybody who wants to know, because we've always openly said to people at meetings around the town, if you want to come in and look at our budgets, look at salaries, look at everything else, you'll find that we're a company that have never made profit. We don't pay significant salaries. I'd say I earn about €20 an hour, if that. So we're not into making money. We're into doing the right thing for Tralee. But what we found is that having spent 20 years doing the right thing for Tralee, we find that some people in town, it's convenient for them, in a sense, to stay in the shadows and say, well, maybe I'm not going to contribute to the budget, or maybe I'm not going to contribute to the festival.
Sure.
But this isn't primarily a financial thing. This is about, if I go into Wexford town with the Roses on our tour this year, there will be a huge sort of organised group of people in that town from every small shop who will want the Roses to walk in and say hello. And we need that spirit in Tralee. And, okay. and we have to get there in Tralee. And this isn't about money. This is about Tralee stepping up to the plate and showing pride in their town. And okay. I have no doubt that they will do that.
Talk to me about the Rose Ball. Why cut it? Why get rid of it?
Well, the simplest reason to get rid of it is that, you know, it's an elite event in a sense, even though it's a very joyous event. So, you know, you wouldn't have 1% of men or women from Tralee at the Rose Ball. The vast majority of them are in the streets, so they don't. You know, it's a wonderful night if you can afford to go to it, but at €200, including VAT last year, it still managed to lose huge money, and it will always lose huge money because we don't have a suitable venue to bring it to. So we're very, very happy, you know, to be back in the MTU this year for the TV selection. But neither the Dome before it nor the MTU can cater for a Rose Bowl. So it's taken huge amounts of our budget to run it. It loses heavily every year, and last year, to put it in perspective, we would need to charge €400 a ticket to break even at the Rose Bowl, so it just doesn't make any sense. And as an event that's for a very tiny minority of people, it certainly doesn't make sense as a festival for us to lose significant parts of our budget trying to support it anymore.
So you're now talking about a much smaller event on the Sunday, I think it is, that right?
Yeah, I think we start off with a gala event where we're talking to people in Tralee about organising that event, and Ballygarry Hotel, for example, have stepped up and said that they would support us in that regard. So we're working quietly on that. So I think we'll have probably a fantastic ladies event on the Sunday afternoon with all sorts of gala event going on at that.
Sure. And the MTU and securing that for this year, obviously vitally important for the whole festival, the TV selection nights. How tense were the negotiations? How difficult were they in terms of you know, what you wanted and what the MTU were charging, or whether the MTU even wanted to host the Rose of Tralee?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're very, very happy to have concluded our discussions with the MTU, and we're very happy to be back there again this year. You know, it's unfair to put the MTU on a platform and say they're creating difficulty for us. The thing that's creating difficulty for us is the fact that we don't have an event centre in Tralee that's designed to take a TV programme or designed to take big events of that nature. And the MTU are very kindly, you know, making their facility available. Obviously, as people who have to look after the best interests of the festival and its long-term best interests, we will always lock horns with any partner we're involved in and say, come on, give us a break here or whatever.
Did you get a break? You talked about it last August. You the charges, the costs were too high for ye. Did you get a break this year?
I'm not going to comment on that now because that's commercially sensitive, and I don't want to focus on the financial aspects of the MTU. I want to just say that we're very happy to be back there. It's great to have that centre, and it's great that the people, you know, of Tralee helped to put that centre in place. So it's wonderful to have it. But I do look forward, and this is no reflection on the festival in Tralee or on the MTU, I do look forward that in years to come we might have an event centre that, you know, would be so good in so many ways for the town of Tralee and for North Kerry.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're back in the Meadowlands Hotel also, and they're hugely solid partners to have, and they're typical of, you know, all the great businesses that are in Tralee. But the Meadowlands stepped up to the plate when we needed them. They have stayed firmly with us, and it's a great place for us to be near the MTU. So it's a good arrangement for us. The good news is that with a small little bit of support, and I know it's coming because people have been speaking to me very positively all day yesterday, we will have a very strong streets festival again this year. And people have a short memory sometimes. You know, if you go back to last year, We were celebrating the fact that we had had the best streets festival and the best festival in 20 years, and a lot of congratulations coming our way. And look, at we're long enough and not around to know that that's not necessarily something that will be repeated.
Sure.
But we put on an outstanding festival last year with the help of all sorts of communities and people in Tralee, and it was the best festival without doubt in the past 20 years. Brought a huge commercial harvest to Tralee, and more importantly, allowed people to get out and enjoy the festival.
Okay.
So,
is there any effect
on that? On that, and we will build on that through community
effect on escorts, any effect on rosebuds in terms of it being handled, that side of it being handed back to the town?
Well, the only effect, Gerry, is, and we all, you know, with respect, I suppose I'm inside, so I understand it inside out, but the only effect will be that Tralee will now be proudly saying, you know, we're presenting the Rose Parade, or we're presenting the Denny Street Stage, or we're presenting whatever. And that's a much... you know, it's a much more natural way for us to have a festival in Tralee. A festival will, not that I know of anyway, in my 20 years, will never make money. So we'll always be struggling to put a budget together to get there. But the heart and soul of having people in Tralee directly involved, who are making decisions themselves about how their festival should look and how they want to welcome people to their town.
Sure.
That's something that should be in the ownership of Tralee. The council certainly are leaders, obviously, as local government. But really, it's not up to the council to do that work. There's very little work to be done. It's a matter of somebody stepping up to the plate and saying, OK, everything is in place. Everything is ready to have a great festival this year. We now need to take responsibility for it. And I think that's the key. And that's where the spirit of the town can be brought back into play.
Do you want out, Anthony? Do you want to sell the Rose and Tralee?
No, I have nothing to sell, unfortunately. After 20 years, we still haven't managed to show a profit, so if Radio Kerry would like to make me a huge offer, I'm always open to offers. But I'm very happy in the background, and, you know, at my age, I need to be in the background more.
Sure. The reason I ask is just to outline it. The reason I ask is because it seems that things are at a crossroad in terms of the changes that have happened, and it could be part of, you know, difficulties. All festivals have had during the pandemic, there are issues with insurance for performers coming into this country now. There's issues with accommodation. There's lots of pressures. You talked about the financial side of it there in terms of the Rose Ball and running the streets programme itself. That argument, that discussion there about private versus not-for-profit. It seems like the whole thing is at a crossroads to someone outside looking in, and big decisions probably need to be made about its future. Could part of that be, you know, developing it as a not-for-profit or a public-run festival in the interests of getting more grant funding or more buy-in from businesses who might feel more comfortable?
Well, of course that could happen, and that would probably be a very good thing if that did happen. And I'm, you know,
you'd be open to that.
I have always advised anybody with any interest locally from a community point of view that, of course, we would be open to that. And as for whether it's a not-for-profit or a profit, it's been a not-for-profit for the last 20 years. And, you know, we have guided it, and we have made big decisions about it on an annual basis pretty well, because running a festival is not for the faint-hearted. So we don't express most of the issues and worries we have in public, because, you know, our job at the end of the day, and the role that we took on, is to make sure that we honour the fantastic history of the festival. You know, the one thing I would like to say to finish, Gerry, is that Tralee should never take the enormous, good that the festival does for Tralee and for Kerry for granted. And by not being involved in the front line, maybe it has been taken for granted. We won't allow that to happen on our watch, because it wouldn't be good for Tralee and it wouldn't be good for the festival.
Okay, Anthony, listen, we're out of time. We'll leave it there. Thanks a million for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll see where things go from here with regards to the street side of things. But thanks for giving us your view this morning.
Thank you, Gerry.